some things on our hearts and in our minds, and some things we want God to do for us. And the Bible says, if two or three of us agree on any matter on earth, shall be established in heaven. Now, normally we would dismiss the children, but how many know children have needs as well? Amen. So we don't want them to miss out on this prayer. Amen. But there are some things that we want God to do for us in our hearts. Amen. Some directions, some things to be broken, some things for God to intervene. Amen. How many know God knows what things we have need of, even before we ask? We're going to ask everyone to help me. Just wave your hand. Hallelujah. We don't have to see you because God knows. Lord God, right now, as we stand in obedience to your word and your will, Lord, you know every need, even before we ask. Father God, thy word declares that we would ask in faith in your name, believing that you'll do it. Now, Lord, there are some special needs this afternoon. Lord God, not just in the hearts of the adults, but in the hearts of the children. Lord, we ask you to intervene according to thy will. Now, Lord, we trust and stand on your word that if we ask anything in your name according to your will, you'll do it. Lord, we ask you to do it for us right now. Lord, break strongholds. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you to move in a mighty way. Lord, we ask you to send down your anointing. Lord, for the anointing destroys every yoke. Lord, break yoke in the name of Jesus. Lord, we seek you in this time for direction. Lord, order our steps, oh God. And we know that you order our steps to your word. Now, Lord, as we stand in agreement, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Spirit of division, the Lord rebuke you. Spirit of hindrance, we subject you. Spirit of brokenness, we break you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to perform these miracles. Now, Lord, you know what things we have need of, even before we ask. But we stand in agreement. And Lord, we believe your word, and if two or three of us would agree on any man on earth, that it shall be established in heaven. Lord, we realize in heaven, hallelujah, is already written the record and given us direction. So for this we thank you. Can we all say in Jesus' name? Amen. Amen. Now I don't know what you have on your heart. Hallelujah. But what I like about God, the Bible says, if we ask, we shall. Amen. And if you ask God for bread, he won't give you a stone. Amen. If you ask God, hallelujah, for a fish, he won't give you a serpent. And if you ask God for egg, he won't give you a scorpion. In other words, God does not mock prayer. God won't give you something that looks like what you're asking for. But when we ask God in faith, believe, hallelujah. Can the church say hallelujah? Now we can dismiss the children, and we have 2 minutes of agape.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We pray at this time if you are a guest, amen, a visitor, or one of the agape saints, we welcome you to this afternoon. Amen. Will we serve one Lord? Can we say one faith? One baptism. One God. Father of all. Who's above all. Through all and most important thing, God, he is in. And us all for that, we say praise the Lord. Amen. Truly, we are honored this afternoon. Amen. For all of our guests and visitors, thank God for my son and his family being here with us, as well as any first-time visitors. Amen. We welcome you, and we thank God for all of the testimonies. Amen. We just thank God. One correction, the meeting is not tomorrow. It's changed to Wednesday. Amen. But we don't care when they meet. God has already done what he's going to do.
All right now.
I said when they meet, God has already done what he's going to do. Amen. So we bless the Lord for that. And we just thank God for all that he's doing. Amen. We thank God for the program on last evening. Amen. Even though we were at Sweet Pilgrim Baptist Church, amen, we were still apostolic. Yes. Yes. Amen. It says something different about your singing. It's called the anointing.
Right now, come on, Albert.
In our voices, it's called the anointing, and we just bless the Lord for that. Amen. You know, I was
sitting over there and I was watching Sister Keela. Sister Keela put up Deuteronomy chapter 3 on the screen. And I had talked to her. I said, Sister Keela, did you look at my notes? She said, no, I didn't look at your notes, you know, because sometimes God gives us messages. Actually, he gave me two messages. Amen. And I wasn't sure which direction to go with the message. But I had Deuteronomy 3, 21 through 27, and she put up Deuteronomy 3, 22. So I said, well, Sister Keela, what made you put up 322? She said, because God said he will fight our battles.
Yes! All right.
God said he'll fight our battles. Amen. That's not my message, but how many know he will?
Yes.
Come on, he will fight your battles. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We honor the Lord. We thank God for my wife, and we thank God for all of the elders, the ministers. We thank God for the ministry, and we just thank God for all that he's doing. Amen. The psalmist said, if it had not been for the Lord on
my side.
And that's personal. Amen. If it had not been for the Lord on your side. Can we say my side?
My side.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Everybody else may forsake me, but I heard the psalmist say, will my mother and my father forsake me, then the Lord will
take me up.
Take me up. A personal salvation. If it had not been for God this afternoon, where would we be? What condition would we be? Amen. What would we be going? But we bless the Lord. Let us stand for our scripture reading, which will be coming from Deuteronomy 3, 21 through 27. Is our scripture reading. Amen. And we're going to deal with a very interesting topic on this afternoon. Amen. Can I give you the message in it? Can I give you the title of the message in advance? Who's holding you back? Can we say that together? Who is holding you back? And our subtopic would be, what is holding you back? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I was going to, Lord had showed me something, another scripture. I was going to deal with that. Then some situation happened after I got the message. Say, after you got the message. So nobody don't think I'm talking to you. You know, sometimes we get a little paranoid, spiritual paranoia, saying who told him and who knows that. So some things happened after I got the message, so I was going to change the message. But when God gives you something, you got to do what God says to do.
Come on, Elder.
So if any of you have any spiritual paranoia, that'll be between you and your spirit. I'm going to do what God tells me to do.
All right.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to read 3, 21 through 27 once again. Who is holding you back? And when we go over this, you're going to see something that was pretty profound and amazing. Something that held one of the greatest men of God that ever lived back. Everybody looking real hard now. Don't scare me. Let's go. Amen. 21 verse 21st verse 3. And I commanded Joshua at that time, saying, thine eyes have seen all that the Lord your God has done unto these two kings. So shall the Lord do unto all the kingdom whither thou passest. Ye shall not fear them. For the Lord your God, he shall fight. Let's stop right there for a second. Now, this is not my message. Amen. But maybe you had a message, Sister Keela. She said, God told her, said, the Lord your God, he shall fight. Do you know what that means?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God told his people when they had a great challenge that was too big for them. How many know sometimes it can get too big for you? He said, oh, you don't have to fight in this battle, because the battle is not yours, but the battle is. So I preach your sermon. All right, now we'll get to mine. Hallelujah. Amen. I took care of yours. The battle is not mine, but the battle is whose? So, all right, so now if you get something more, you can add that at another day, Sister Keela. Let's go. Amen. Verse 23 reads, and I besought the Lord at that time, saying, O Lord God, thou hast begun to show thy servant thy greatness, and thy mighty hand, for what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to thy words and according to thy might? I pray thee, let me go over and see the good land that is beyond Jordan, that goodly mountain and Lebanon. But the Lord will draw with me for your sake. Thank you, Jesus. But the Lord was banning me for your sins, and he would not. Was it for his sake? No, it was because of the people. And the Lord said unto me, let it suffice thee.
Speak no more unto me.
He said, what I said, it is finished. He said, don't even speak to me anymore on this matter. Amen. The next verse. Get thee up into the top of Pisgah, and I will lift up thine eyes westward and northward and southward and eastward. And behold it with thine eyes, for thou shalt not go over. Lord, we bless you this afternoon. Lord, if we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough for your goodness and mercy. Lord, now as we stand in thy presence, hallelujah. Lord, we ask you to move self out of the way. Remove pride out of the way, Lord. Remove selfish ambition and praise out of the way. But send down thine anointing, Lord, and speak, hallelujah, this afternoon, for your servants are listening. Lord, send us a word from God. Lord, send us a word, hallelujah, to meet all our needs according to your riches and glory. And for this we thank you. Can we all say in Jesus' name?
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. How many know Moses was a special person unto God?
Yes.
Moses wasn't just anybody. Amen. Now before we get to this, can we build our case to show you how great a man Moses was? Mighty man before God. But the 26th verse, go back to that 26th verse first. As mighty as Moses was, God said about Moses, he said, there's not another man on the earth like Moses. And neither will there be another one after Moses. But something happened along Moses' spiritual walk with God that held him back. Not from God's blessings and promises, but he did not go to the promised land. Amen. Verse 26 read, but the Lord was mad, wrath me, he was mad with me. Was it because of Moses? No. He said, God, Moses said, God was mad with me because of?
People.
Because of you. He said, God was mad with me because of you and would not
hear me.
Hear me. Amen. The mighty man Moses allowed somebody to hold him back. Amen. Let's go to Numbers chapter 20. Let's go to 20 chapter Numbers, so we can show you, actually go to Deuteronomy 34 verse 10 first. Let me show you, Moses was special. God called Moses my servant. He wasn't just like anybody else. He was, can we say special?
Special.
Come on, can we say special?
Special.
I mean, he held a special place in God's eyes and in God's heart. Yet something held him back. Verse 10 reads, and there arose not a prophet, says in Israel.
Like Moses
was special. There was not a prophet before like Moses, and neither was there a prophet after. Moses was so special, the scripture said, whom the Lord knew
face to face.
Lord, bless your holy name. Moses was special. Moses had a special place in God, not like anybody else. Now go to Numbers chapter 12, before we go to Numbers 20. Just to show you, when you allow situations to get the better of you, And when we don't really trust and believe God and acknowledge God, there are some things that will hold us back. Amen. The station identification.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Let me get a break for 1 minute. You know, I got to tell you, I have to do something to amuse you because I got to keep you with me. Amen.
All right, Alan.
Numbers chapter 12. This is a time when Miriam and Aaron were acting up a little bit with the man of God. Amen.
Amen.
And let's go to verse number 3. Just to let you know how good, how special Moses was to God. Numbers 12 and 3. The message is, who or what is holding you back? Amen. Who or what is holding you back? Now the man Moses was what?
Very meek.
In other words, people were walking with Moses, and Moses didn't do anything about it because of his confidence in God. Above some of the men which were upon the earth. Moses was big above
all men.
Moses was special in the sight of God. God said, there's not another man on the earth that's as meek and humble as Moses. Verse 4. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and to Miriam. He said, come ye out, ye three out unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And the three came out. And the Lord came down in a pillar of a cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle. Hallelujah. When God show up like this, he knows something's about to happen. Amen.
Amen.
God's about to move. And he called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is different. Moses was special to God. Amen? Who is faithful and... God said, you know, I'm going to tell you something about Moses that you might not know. He's faithful in all. If I go back to Adam, he was faithful. When I come up to Enoch, he was still faithful.
Yes.
He said, when I bring in Abraham, he's still faithful. Yes. When I bring in all of my servants before Moses, he's faithful in
all my house.
That's special. Now, we're not talking about what people say. You know, when people look at you, they say, man, that's how I could be like you. We're talking about what God has said. Lord, somebody said, Lord, brag on me. Say, Lord, brag on me. That means God has looked beyond all the foolishness. God looks beyond the external, and God pierces down into your heart. So he said, Moses is not like anybody else. He's faithful in all my house. With him I will speak. God said, now, you all are questioning Moses' position in me. He said, Moses, I will speak to mouth, even apparently and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. So can we say Moses was great? Now let's go to Numbers chapter 20. Moses was great, but something happened to that great man of God that caused him to come up short with God. You got to be careful when you allow people, hallelujah, to influence your spiritual walk. Amen. You got to be careful when you allow anybody to hold you back. You got to be careful if you allow anything to hold you back. God said there's not another man on the whole earth like Moses. Neither was that man like Moses. Do you know what it's like for God to speak to you face to face? If you read back in the Old Testament, whenever God spoke to somebody face to face, they were afraid because they knew they were going to do what? Die. Because nobody has seen God face and lived. Hallelujah. But when you get special, I said when you're special. Yeah, what might apply to somebody else doesn't apply to you. Because you are special in the eyes of God. Can we say I'm special?
I'm special.
You know what's happened to the church and people walk with God? You've allowed other people to mess up your image of how God sees you.
Come on.
You've allowed other people to mess up your image of how God sees you, and you're seeing yourself through their eyes and not through God's eyes. You gotta be careful. God seeing not as man seeing. Amen. Now this is, can I preach and teach? I'm gonna try to say God. My wife tells me, she said, you know, sometimes you just gotta slow down. I'm gonna try to slow down. But this is Darryl, Brother Darryl messed me up. This is last week. You gotta make me preach to him. Alright. Amen. All the kids, but God, we allow people to make us see ourselves and they see us. And not as God sees us. How many of us, hallelujah, are not in the spiritual condition, the position we should be in? Not because of God, not because you haven't been prayerful and faithful in praying, but because of what somebody else has said, you all messed up. And you know that God knows your heart, and God knows how you live. Don't you ever allow any, listen to me, don't you ever allow any individual to put a weight or burden on you that God never put on you. Don't ever allow any individual to put a weight or burden on you that God didn't put on you. Because they will be looking from their perspective, and the devil will use them to hold you back. Because you no longer believe God. But then you'll be influenced by the great man of God, Moses, that God spoke to face to face. The people messed him up. Verse 1 reads, then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin in the first month, and the people abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was
buried there.
Was buried. There's something in that, but we're not there for that. So we're gonna keep moving. Don't stop there. Keep moving. Amen. Verse 2, and there was no water for the congregation. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and watch the people. Just because they start some stuff, you ain't got to react to what they start. Amen? And the people chode with Moses. In other words, they were ridiculing and just getting on Moses. Anybody ever just get down on you so bad you don't even feel like looking up? You know, people get on you so bad you don't even feel like going to church. Somebody get on you so bad you don't even feel like praying. Somebody get on you so bad you don't feel like reading your Bible. That's problems. Nobody should ever have that much of an influence on your life that they stop you from getting to God. No one or anything, no job, no person, no wealth, no house, no car, no anything should ever allow it to stop you from getting to God. Amen?
Amen.
And the people chose with Moses' face saying, would God we had died when our brethren died before the Lord. And why have you brought up the congregation of the Lord into this wilderness that we and our cattle should die there? And wherefore have you made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us in unto this evil place? It is no place of seeds, or figs, of vines, or of pomegranate. He said, you know what? You brought us to a place leading us. Ain't nothing out here but a desert. Ain't no water. Ain't no food. Ain't no fruit. There ain't nothing out here. He said, what's wrong with your leadership? When they start talking like that, go the other way. You don't need that. Hallelujah. Amen. And Moses and Aaron, Now, this is what you're supposed to do when you're in trouble. You're supposed to run from God. You're supposed to run to God. In Isaiah, I believe Isaiah chapter 54, and I believe verse 27 or 28, Isaiah was one of those times, he said, Lord, but it's good for me to draw near unto you. It is good, not bad for me to draw near unto you. He said, I have put my trust in the Lord God. It's good, hallelujah, in the midst of your questions and indecision, to draw near unto God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
From the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother. Now, let's see what God told Moses to do. Let's see what God told Moses to do. That's why I heard it when he was talking, when Samuel was talking to Saul. He said, to obey is better than obey. Who obey God more than anything else? What sacrifices have we made to be disobedient to God? He said, to obey is better than sacrifice. And to hearken than the fat of the rams. He said, I want you to obey me in all things. Lord, I bless your name. To obey is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. Just because it looked good, just because it sounded good, don't go against God. Hallelujah. Amen. So he says, speak unto the rock before their eyes. Now he said, take the rod. But what did he tell them to do to the rock? Speak. Amen. Now we got to follow this. How many know that God's the God of details?
Yes, sir.
If you don't believe it, you try and figure out your body. Even doctors can't figure out everything because God is a God of detail. If anything in the detail messed up, you're messed up. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
He said, now speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water. And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of
the rock.
So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses, I should do like they do down south. I should say read. So I have to do all this reading. Anybody can help me?
Yes, sir. Come on, we'll do it.
And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, hear now ye. You know, I'm dealing with y'all, ain't nothing but a bunch of rebellious people. He didn't even call them saints, he called them what?
Rebels.
He said, hear now ye rebels. Hey man, that might be a good movie. Bunch of rebels. Hear now ye rebels. Must we fetch water for you? He said, we before this rock. Do we need to get water for you out of this rock? He said, you're nothing but a bunch of
rebels.
Come on, don't rebel against God. The Bible said, lest happily you find yourselves a fight even
against God.
Submission. Amen. Submit yourselves to God. Draw nigh to God, and if you do that, God will.
Draw nigh to you.
We're submitting to so many things, but not to God.
Amen.
We're getting close to a whole lot of things, but not to God.
Right.
We're getting close to ministries. We get close to people. We get close to singers. We get close to artists, but we're drifting from God. Submit yourselves to God. Then resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So he says here, and Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he
mowed the rod of life.
What did God tell him?
Speak.
But the rebels messed Moses up.
That's why I say you gotta watch people. They will mess you up. That's why the Bible says the wrath of man will not work the righteousness. Because when you get mad, you can be assured one thing. Your mean, messed up mind will take you away from God. So the Bible said, be swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath. Glory to God. Moses got mad because of the people. Your anger will take you and make you disobedient to God. Who or what is holding you? You know what? Y'all get so serious. Look at somebody next to you. We're gonna relax a little bit. Look at somebody next to you and ask him who or what is holding you back. I know nobody about to be on the other side, but just speak to the devil because he's in here and look to your other side and say, who or what is holding you back? Hallelujah. I heard somebody say that if God be for me, he's more than the whole world against me. I'm standing on God's word and I'm standing on his cross. Lord, you can do all you want, but you won't hold me back. Amen. He smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly. And the congregation drank, and their beasts also. So everybody was satisfied. But he was dealing with a bunch of
rebels.
Amen. The next verse. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, the meekest man in all the world. Nobody more faithful in this house than Moses. But Moses allowed the people to cause him to miss out on the blessings of going into the promised land. Hallelujah. I don't know what Martin Luther King meant when he said, I've been to the mountaintop.
Right.
And he said, I looked over on the other side. I don't know what he meant, but I know what God meant when he took Moses to the mountaintop and he looked over to the other side and he saw the promised land. But he could not go there because the people held him back. What's holding you back? What little things, what insignificant things are stopping you from being what God wants you to be? What? Who is holding you back? Amen?
Amen.
Because you have what? Believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes. Now, when you go before the tabernacle and God shows up in his glory in the cloud, when he speaks, guess what? Everybody hears. So the people knew that God told Moses to speak to the rock. Hallelujah. He said, you did not believe me. In other words, God was telling Moses, you did not trust me. So instead of you speaking to the rock, you smote the rock, and then you doing what you wanted to do in your anger. You got to be careful when you're angry.
Amen.
God, no, I confess I've messed up a whole lot of times in my anger.
Amen.
Hello?
She
gonna
say no.
No,
she knows better than
y'all. My kids know I messed up in my anger. Hallelujah. Because your anger will take you away from the will of God. Your anger will make you disobedient to God.
Amen.
He said, because you believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore, ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given. Who held Moses back?
The people.
The people. My question this afternoon is, who or what is holding you back? Now let's go back to Deuteronomy 3 and 26. Moses, at this time, actually, let's go up high a little before 26. Moses at this time is pleading with God. Let's go to verse 21. Moses tells God of his greatness. Moses tells God, there's not another one like you in all the world. Moses said, God, there's not a God like our God. Amen. Verse 21 reads, and he commanded Joshua, saying, thine eyes have seen all that the Lord has done. The next verse, you've seen what God has done. Anybody seen what God has done? Anybody know that God can do things past our finding out? You've seen what God has done. Hallelujah. He said, ye shall not fear them, for the Lord your God, he shall. Can we say fight for you?
Fight for you.
Hallelujah. I don't care if the whole world is against me. If God is fighting my battle, I win. If God is on my side, I win. I don't care about the naysayers and the talkers, I still win because I'm not fighting my battles, but the Lord is fighting my battles. Hallelujah. I heard somebody say, be still and know that I'm God. God told his people, stand still and see the salvation of God. You don't have to fight in this battle. God bless your name. You don't have to do anything. The battle is not
yours.
Who is it?
The Lord.
All right, let's teach it. Hallelujah. We want God's favor. To get God's favor, you got to move everything. Listen, I can't mean more to my wife than God. If I'm telling my wife to do something contrary to God's word, God told Moses and Aaron, he said, you messed up because you did not believe me. If anybody, anything stops you from believing, that means trusting God. Somebody can say, well, you know what? You're in poverty. I'm going to give you $1 million, but this is not how I want you to do it. I want you to go opposite of God. Leave the $1 million.
Right.
Come on. Leave the $1 million. Now, you know, sometimes, you know, anybody single out there? Anybody single? Sometimes when you're single, the devil will play games with you a little bit, too. I don't know anybody single. So most of y'all married, so I ain't looking around, so I can see nobody. All right, but the devil will play something. He said, you know what? You know, you all lonely. Go ahead and do this. Uh-uh. No, if you're disobedient,
come on.
Don't do it. Because that means that you trust in a relationship with an individual more than you trust in your relationship with. Hey, now listen, I ain't seen nobody out there, so don't think I'm talking about you. But I gotta tell you the truth. Oh, if you're married, man, hallelujah. How many married? Everybody married, stand up. Thank you, Jesus. That means I hit most of y'all. All right, most of y'all. Man, so now y'all singles can back up. All right, y'all can sit down. Now, if you're single, if you're married, and the devil tempts you with someone other than your spouse, back up. Because you're trusting in the wrong thing. You're believing in the wrong thing. I don't care if it's the mother-in-law, the father-in-law, the mother of the father. If they're taking you contrary to what God is telling you, don't listen. Because you gotta trust God. How many of you know the Bible says that what God has joined together? What God has joined, somebody said, where are you going? I don't know, but I don't want to be going here, but I'm going to go anyway.
Amen.
You know why? Because I feel like this. You know, all you can do is stone me. But I know they stoned Paul and left him for dead. But God was with him. So after they left that dead body, after he had his glorious vision up in heaven, in the third heaven, the Bible said he got up and shook it off. And walked off. So you can stone me for telling you the truth. Hallelujah, but as long as God is on my side, I get up and shake it off.
Yeah.
Now go home. Because
looking at him, I'm almost finished. Verse 23. And I besought the Lord at that time, saying, O Lord God, thou hast begun to show thy servant thy
greatness.
Moses is now extolling God. He's giving him praise. He's giving him admiration. Moses is lifting God up. How many know he was trying to butter God up, but God already knew the answer, right? Amen. Moses is buttering God up. You can't butter God up. What God has said, he has said. He had told Moses, you will not take them into the... because you did not obey me. You did not believe me. So now he's buttering God up. Lord, we see your greatness and thy mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to thy works and according to thy might? Hallelujah. I heard John say in the book of Revelation concerning our God, he said, I am Alpha and Omega. He said, I am the beginning and I am the end. He said, I am the first and I am the last. Then I heard eagle-eyed prophet Isaiah say, he is the first and he is the last. He said, who can you liken unto God? Who can you compare God?
Right.
No God like our God. No God can do what our God can do. No God can perform the miracles that God can perform. It's time for us to be still. Glory to God and know that he's God. He's there in heaven and earth that can do according to thy mighty works. So right now he's praising God. A lot of times we say just praise your way through it, right?
Amen.
Yeah, but you gotta still be obedient too. Amen. You can't do it your way. He's there after he's done all this. He said, God, now I just gave you all that praise. And I said, I just finished praising God. I just finished lifting him up. Now I'm going, now that I've buttered God up, I'm going to hit him with the big question. He already told me no. But y'all know what? Now God has three answers to prayer. Yes, no, and what?
Not yet.
Not yet means he will eventually change it. Yes means in your favor, but no means
no.
No matter what you do, no means no. God had already told Moses what?
No.
So Moses, now he extolled and prayed, gives all this lavish praise to God. He said, now that I've lifted you up, God, I'm going to hit you with that big question. There's one thing I need for you that's holding me back. I need you to intervene one time, God. God, now you said about me that you speak to me face to face and there's not another prophet in the whole world like me or after me. So now I got to ask you a question. I pray thee, let me go over and see the good land that is beyond Jordan, that goodly mountain in Lebanon. But the Lord, hallelujah, was mad at me for your sake. God was mad at me because I let somebody else get in the way of me being obedient to God. God was angry with me because I did not fully trust God. God got angry with me because I began to walk by sight and I no longer walk by faith. So God says that he was mad at me, and it wasn't because of me. It was because of the rebels. God was mad at me because you all acted up. Hallelujah. But it did not change God. And when God hear me and the Lord said unto me, let it. You know what God is saying? He said, don't ask me again. I've already given you this answer. I don't care how much you praise me. Your problem is you value the opinion of the people above me. God says so. Those that lightly esteem me, I will lightly esteem. If you read about Eli, Eli was the priest and the high priest. But God's told Eli, he said, you honor your sons above me. You have a man to stand for what's right. He said, those that esteem me, I will esteem.
Come on.
He said, but those that lightly esteem
didn't honor God. Amen. Had greater love for his children than God. Who? What is holding you back? And the Lord said unto me, let it suffice thee. Speak
no more
unto me.
This man.
It's finished. I've already told you no. And then, you know what's good about God? That God gives us opportunities to correct a lot of our wrongs. But when you mess up, and you mess the people up, God's angry. And God has to make a stand. If we don't know anything else, learn anything else, make your stand for God. We compromise so many things in life because of people. We compromise with God because of people. We compromise with God because of wanting to be elevated. How many know the only way that you can really be lifted up is if you humble yourselves in the sight of God? You can't go higher trying to lift yourself up, amen, because you get to the higher height, and God will take you down. So we need to learn to trust God. Well, how do I show that I trust God? Be obedient. Be what? Obedient unto God. Amen. God is the mighty God. God is our Savior. God is our way maker. But so many of us are losing out on God because of him, it, this, that, or the other. Do you really trust God? Do you believe God? I heard Paul ask the Roman church, he said, what then shall we say to these things? If God be
for us,
what then shall we say to all of this? What is the conclusion of the matter? If God be for you,
who then
can be against you? He said, even he that delivered his own son up for our sake, and can he not freely give us all things? Amen. Now you can read about this in at the end of Romans chapter 8, we're not going to go there. I just quoted, and some of it I get right, some I get wrong, but that's all right. This is part of our learning of these scriptures. Amen. Amen. Remember, every day we're going to learn a new scripture, right? So we can have it in our hearts. I'm not going to put you on the spot. I'm not going to ask you who learned and who didn't learn. Amen. But this is your relationship with God. That's all. We're not doing this to try to do anything other than get you to trust God. Amen. He said, who can lay any charge to God's elect? It is God that
justifies.
I said, why are you worried about what people can do? God is on your side. It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemns you? It is Christ that died. He said, yea, rather that is risen, and bless the Lord, because God has risen. He's sitting on the right hand of God, and he's making intercessions for you. You know what I mean? Every time the devil or anybody else comes with some false accusation, Jesus stands between.
Yes, he does.
He's making intercessions for us. He said, then who shall separate us from the love of God? Who can separate us from the love of God? Who or what is holding you back? Who can separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, shall distress, shall nakedness, shall peril, shall sword? What is holding you back? And they and all these things were what? More than conquerors to him that has loved us. He said, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. Lord, you know what it said? John said it this way, he must increase, but I must
decrease.
I'm killed all day long. Lord, you must increase, I must decrease.
Hallelujah.
My outward man is perishing, but my inward man is being renewed
day by day.
Day by day. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. and we are counted as
sheep
for the slaughter. Amen. He said, but I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God. That's it. Let us stand as the altar team and the ministers and elders come forward. Who separated you today? What is separating you today? Who or what is causing you to lose trust in God? I don't know, but you know. Salvation is too important, as we said last week. If you were to project yourself 1,000 years from today, would the price be worth the sacrifice if you're not in heaven? The only thing that counts is that you can hear the Lord say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Who are you more faithful to this afternoon? To God, to a job, to an individual, to circumstances, to conditions. Who are you more faithful to this afternoon? I advise, or I exhort you, encourage you, believe God, trust